This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Great Britain at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard, well, Great Britain voted out themselves from the European Union. It's an epic day in history. And for the totalitarians, well, it's a big punch in the face. And boy, are they squirming, are they scrambling. And Mr. Totalitarian himself, George Soros, is, well, he's got a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about that because with us is Chris Street. And Chris, really happy to see some of your articles that have been coming out in Breitbart. We've been reposting on Agenda 21 Radio. But you have been out in front of this whole thing, calling it like it is, as usual, letting everybody know what will in fact happen. Tell us your story about some of your articles that just came out here recently.
Well, Paul, earlier in the week, I said that God seems to be voting for Brexit. And at that time, it looked like the elites led by George Soros had created such fear and trepidation among the voters that they had about a 4% lead, and it looks like they could coast in. My personal belief is that it appears that Soros, you know, created a bunch of hell, you know, caused markets to panic last week, got himself long, bought a lot of securities in the panic, and then, you know, played the game out by getting the UK Treasury to put out a report that it'll cost $6,600 per family if they voted for the Brexit. And going into earlier in the week, it looked like, once again, you know, the Remain candidates or the Remain Party people were even in the polls, and when you're even in the polls, usually the status quo wins the 10 to 15% of late voters. But in this case, you had what I call an act of God weather system. You had rains, torrential rains, and incredible flooding all across the UK, literally a month's worth of rain in 3 hours at one point. But most of it hit in southeast England, which is the London area and the real strength of the EU relationship. So it suppressed, I believe, about 8% of total vote in the UK. Instead of having about 82% turnout, they only had 72%. And the people who were willing to fight the weather, the really adamant voters, were the Brexit, and they carried the day.
Now, we were discussing before airtime this whole notion of the 72% versus the 80, so on. If they had been allowed to vote, if the weather had not been there, you know, as a suppressant, what do you think the final number for Brexit would have been?
Well, I think Brexit would have lost.
Really?
I'm really good on the numbers, Paul.
Uh huh.
You know, and I don't. You know, I have my own opinions, but I'm a guy who plays the numbers. You know, sort of the cards as they're dealt. And, you know, if you looked at the numbers, it's kind of a lot like Romney. You know, before
Hurricane Sandy
hit, Romney was ahead by 4.5%. And he thought he could coast his way after the hurricane
right.
for a week. That's a very foolish attitude. And I believe that, you know, Soros and the elites in the EU thought they had this thing done, and they sort of took their eye off the ball.
Well, you know, and of course, as you were talking here, and you got a couple more articles that we're going to talk about here in a second, George Soros seemed to be all in on Remain.
Yeah, I have no idea how much money he lost. I used to be a broker to his fund called Quantum Fund, and dealt with a guy named Stan Druckenmiller, and I know exactly how those guys. If there's something going on, they use something called reflexivity. Now, that's a term that when people are fearful, if you make them much, much more fearful, they will do crazy things and you can take advantage of it. I call it the sort of, you know, shouting fire in a crowded theater and hoping the people run for the door and leave their valuables behind.
Right. Well, that's kind of typical Soros style now, isn't it?
Soros creates, he when there's a crisis, you know, the old saying, never let a crisis pass you by.
Right.
You know, Soros believes in, if it's trouble, make it into a crisis and take advantage of it.
Right. Well, kind of like, what's his name, the Chicago mayor. He has the same feeling.
Rahm Emanuel is probably about politically successful right now as George Soros is. We are dealing with really sort of the, you know, it's like a nuke went off. You've seen the flash and people are blown away by the flash. The heat and the wind is coming.
Very good analogy. Very good analogy. So Soros really has been bloodied by all this. He's lost a lot of money. He's lost a lot of prestige.
I don't know that, Paul. I know my experience in dealing with the way that they played the game is that they would have been massively long expecting that they had the vote. And in fact, the markets rallied 600 points. So from a week ago, say Thursday, you know, the market's even. But remember, the market went down in anticipation of Brexit at first. And I think Soros probably helped that.
Right.
Took advantage to position himself, thought he was going to make a fortune.
So how soon will we start to see the numbers from him in terms of what has happened to him?
I don't know that we'll see that. As I said, I have friends that, you know, tell me certain things. I can't say for sure what his positioning is or when he covered. But remember that the odds maker in London was giving you 13-1 odds breaking for the Brexit. That meant that there was a 7% chance that the Brexit would win and a 93% chance it would lose. You put up $7, you got $100.
Wow.
That's like betting on the lame horse, you know, in the seventh race.
Right, right. That's exactly right. So, you know, we still have yet to see what's going to happen here overall with Soros, but it's pretty clear that he gave a lot of self-confidence even to Obama when he went back in April and lectured the British people.
Well,
on why they
It's funny you say that, Paul, because the Remain had it won at that time, and Obama going there as April 23rd was literally the high point for the Remain campaign, which was at about 62-63%. Obama's comment to the British, now these are people who know how to take a punch.
Right.
Remember Winston Churchill driving around in his armored car during the Blitz, and he'd go to the places being bombed the hardest, and this little fat boy would jump out and run up to your door and say, "How you doing? Can we have a cup of tea?" The confidence factor that Churchill brought, the idea that he'd sit down and have a cup of tea with you as your neighborhood was getting bombed, was just spectacular for the soul of the British. You know, that idea the British are kind of the bulldog, they can take it. You know, he single-handedly defeated the German, you know, terror campaign.
Yeah, by keeping everybody calm, you know, it's a great analogy. And, you know, clearly what has happened here in Great Britain is epic, in my opinion. I think it's a big shift after 40 years. But, you know, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that. But also want to talk about the most recent article that you put out there about George Soros and this whole continued activity around weather patterning and so on, because it's quite fascinating to see that. But the ramifications of this is just absolutely enormous, ladies and gentlemen. Really happy to have Chris Street here to explain it to us. So stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about the Brexit exit. This is, the British exit, the Brexit, as they call it, sort of shortened it down, from the European Union. And I think it's a great day. I think the totalitarians took a big punch in the face, including President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. And we were just talking to Chris about this notion of President Obama on the April 23rd date. He went there for 3 days to talk to the British about remaining basically in the EU. And Chris pointed out so appropriately that the high point, high watermark, if you will, for the Remain people was around that time. And as soon as the president starts to lecture the British people, which is never a good idea, he tells them they must remain. Are you going to go to the back of the queue in terms of any trading deals? Offended the British, and as a result, I think that what you're saying there, Chris, is that all of a sudden the exit people started to think a little bit differently and got more empowered.
Well, that's right. Obama said, "Stay or screw the special relationship." People do not realize how deeply involved Obama was in the Brexit vote. Obama's Jim Messina, who ran the re-election campaign in 2012,
right,
and I believe is chairman of Hillary's biggest PAC, is a consultant to David Cameron, the prime minister of Britain, on the Brexit vote. And he is co-chair of Priorities USA Action. It's the biggest super PAC for Hillary Clinton. I mean, these are the same folks that are deep in this game of globalism and elitism that they expect the public here in the U.S. and in the U.K. to just take it because their betters tell them it's good.
You know, it's amazing, and that was something that I hadn't forgot about, and I was going to discuss it with some other people, but now that you bring that back up, the president has quite the history of sending out his operatives to different countries at various times in their election process. We can think of what happened up there in Canada with Pierre Trudeau. Great Britain, also Scotland. They were trying to keep Scotland in, not out. And I think they were trying to get them away from the British, whatever. But they brought people in to influence the vote. They did the same thing in Israel. Is this the first time we've ever heard of a president who's tried to influence the outcome of democratic processes in other countries like this?
Well,
like this.
I mean, Paul, you got to remember that Barack Obama, you know, had a shiny new toy that nobody really knew called social media.
Right.
In the 2008 election, he used social media as a weapon of mass destruction. He had his whole campaign. At the end of his campaign, he converted all those campaign advisors, all the people that worked for him, either into jobs in government or as contractors in the form of not-for-profits. So all of these not-for-profits were put together, and they were sent to the Middle East to spread, you know, I guess you'd say socialism and new moral values across the Middle East, which included, you know, revolutions in Egypt. So the whole Arab Spring was rather a contrived effort by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, utilizing the CIA to really use weapons of mass destruction against people that had no really defenses. the Middle East had come from, you know, abject poverty. And one of the social benefits as they got richer is they gave every single person in the Middle East got a smartphone around 2006 and 2007. And the first guy that showed up to use that politically was Barack Obama's advisors from his campaign. And quickly, they essentially fomented revolution in Libya, in Egypt, in Syria. And we are paying an enormous price for this kind of manipulative activity.
Let me go back to the 2000, because you're talking about 2006, 2007. They were starting to arm everybody. And now who is they? Because we have the George Bush administration here.
Well, it wasn't at 2006 and 2007. It was the Middle East countries themselves who'd become rich, and they started giving entitlements to people.
Right.
And one of the entitlements was a smartphone. And, you know, every kid, every young, every old got a free smartphone and got essentially, you know, unlimited voice and data across the Middle East. And it was all top-notch, and no one had any idea how to use it, and the governments clearly had no idea how dangerous it could be. And Obama converted his campaign people to not-for-profits, and they were dispatched to the Middle East. The Muslim Brotherhood, you know, these other groups were trained on how to use social media and to leverage that smartphone ownership. And really, it was the Middle East countries had no idea the danger they put themselves
in. It was just like a nuclear bomb going off at that point, really.
It was like putting in everybody's home a grenade and forgetting to tell them that they pulled the pin.
Right. Well, you know, it was the Obama administration, obviously, that was really pulling the pin. What you're talking about, by 2006, 2007, 2008, then the run-up to 2009 with the social media nuclear bomb, they were all prepped and ready to go to enter into the whole thing, as, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood, the overthrow of Mubarak, leading into Libya, leading into Benghazi, leading into Syria. But the whole area is coded with these cell phones. So the communication and the exploitation was a really huge tool to create the entire chaos that we're seeing today.
Well, I called it the Go Code at the time, Paul, that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton got together and essentially gave the Go Code for revolution across the Middle East. You should read Barack Obama's speech. I believe it's June 7th, 2009.
Right.
His first foreign speech was in Cairo University, and he said three things. He said that you, as a Middle Easterner, have the right to overthrow your autocratic government, that the United States has your back, and thirdly, it is written as in the Quran. That combination is so dangerous.
That was the Go Code.
It was the Go Code.
Right. I remember this discussion some time ago, because you always, like myself, I always reference that speech, which was his first international speech. It's a speech in which, over the objections of Mubarak at the time, he invited the Muslim Brotherhood to sit front and center in the theater.
The first three rows to listen
to that speech. And, you know, people want to, you know, every time you bring up something like the Muslim Brotherhood, no, that can't be that what's going on in the White House and the connectedness to CARE and all this other stuff. It's a clear connection that the Muslim Brotherhood has been involved in with this president and his administration. It's pretty obvious. And they've been really the operatives that have been working in the Middle East and creating the chaos, ISIS and so on. That we've been seeing, and thus ultimately the refugee crisis, which has been spilling over into the other nations, including our own right now, putting us in much danger. You got about 30 seconds in this section.
Well, Paul, you and I sometimes disagree on the Muslim Brotherhood. I think the Muslim Brotherhood is kind of the old guys, but when you give somebody that kind of power, don't think that the real revolutionaries, you know, ISIS and the rest of them, aren't going to come in and take it over. That's what really got dangerous, is then you went from these political guys, you know, to these armed thugs, and that was that.
Well, you know, Benghazi's a classic example, because you had Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb that was big time there, and of course the influence by the Muslim Brotherhood and all the things that happened leading up to Benghazi which was so very well portrayed in the movie 13 Hours. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, more to come here about the fallout of the Brexit situation. Boy, did we get off on a tangent there that's so appropriate, though, about what our president and Hillary Rodham Clinton had been up to. Stay with us. We're more to Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're celebrating. It's a big day for celebration, and I think everybody that I've talked to is just elated that the totalitarians took a big punch in the face today with the exit of Great Britain. They call it the Brexit, and they have decided to vote no and get out of the European Union, which is huge. And, of course, all the reeling in the markets and all that good stuff. And in the last segment, we're getting some more revolutionary information from Chris Reed, or sort of a review of history. And Chris has been on the show many, many times talking about it, but it seems a little bit more appropriate now as time and history goes by especially if you're talking about President Barack Hussein Obama and the globalists such as Hillary Clinton, because you know, their involvement, like in the Arab Spring, which is basically set up the whole series of synergistic effect of what we're seeing here with immigration, and not just here in America, but also certainly in Europe and ultimately with Great Britain. Chris, with the big thing that really caused everybody in Great Britain to vote exit out of EU was immigration, which was really started by Obama in the Arab Spring. And, of course, the consequences for that are going to be enormous for Great Britain, because Great Britain is ultimately going to go back and to its own immigration laws that it had before it was forced, if you will, to accept the EU immigration laws.
Well, Paul, remember when you were a little kid and you played dot to dot? You know, you go from number one dot to number two dot. And after a while, the dots would start to make a figure you could recognize, and then it would get clearer.
Right.
That's sort of what we're doing here. You know, anybody who thinks that Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton are stupid, you know, need to have their head examined. These are dedicated revolutionaries who really thought that they were going to change the world. And for a while, they almost did. But, you know, just like everybody who is a false prophet, you know, what they were offering, most people weren't buying. To give you a sense of the EU, you know, the EU really only got going, you know, in around 1992, and the euro currency didn't come in until 1999, and the British specifically stayed out of the euro. But from what happened in 1992 was the fall of the Soviet Union.
Right.
And you sort of had all of this NATO with nothing for it to do. So somebody thought, oh, well, we'll just turn it into the European Union. And since then, there are now 40,000 regulations. There are 17,000 court decisions. And there are 15,000 international treaties negotiated by the EU bureaucracy, none of which have been voted on by the British people or any of the other people. This is the elites, you know, keeping government at a distance from the people.
Kind of like what they do here in California.
Yes, I think that these things go in cycles. And, you know, each generation is the antidote for the last generation. So what we're seeing here is that we're now connecting enough of those dots where the picture is forming and it looks like the devil. And as people become more aware, you know, and something like this, once again, is, you know, a nuclear bomb, because you can't miss this one. I don't care who you are, where you live, and what you do around the world, you know that there's a Brexit. Maybe it doesn't matter to you if you're a poor peasant in Argentina, but, you know, it's the old thing about, you know, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. But this is going to affect your life, and the change we've had right now is going to create, you know, a revolution in thought, and that, you know, antidote to Obama and Hillary.
Well, you know, one of the things you said, I think, in one of your articles, or somebody you're quoting, is saying this is the biggest event since the collapse of communism in 1989.
It's exactly the same thing. Remember that I wrote on you know, the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union had a meeting, and the three Baltic states, you know, you could always leave the Soviet Union. I believe it was Article 24. You could always just file to leave. You didn't have to be a member of the Soviet Union. Well, one day, you know, Latvia, Lithuania, they sent a letter and said they're leaving.
Hello.
And the Soviet Union tried to make life hard for them, but 8 months later, you know, all of them left.
Right.
So, you know, this is just a big fraud, you know, that people get somehow think is part of the real world. Once again, the EU has only been around since 1992. We're not talking something out of history. Most people have been alive during this process.
Well, you know, that brings up another thing that I was sharing with some of my other people that I was watching on Fox News today, that there was a contributor that was broadcasting, a British guy, it must have been about 30 years old, broadcasting here, and he was talking about, you know, the result of all this and what it's going to be like for the people. And he says, well, we kind of don't know what we're going to do. You know, we don't have a, you know, we don't, what is this going to look like and so on. And I said to my brother, I said, you know, here's a classic example of a guy who didn't know what it was like to be a standalone country, an autonomous state with your own sovereignty. And they're confused. So it's going to be, you know, guys like us and in our generation that's going to have to come along and lend them a hand to get them to a level of understanding and feeling comfortable.
Well, that's right, Paul. Remember, 1992 to 2016, it turns out 75% of the people, of voters in the EU under 24 years old voted to remain. To me, Paul, this is just another example of Stockholm syndrome.
Right.
You know, capture bonding, it's a psychological phenomena when you've got hostages that after a while, the only thing they know is being a hostage and they get empathetic to their captors.
Yeah, that is so well put. I think we even have Stockholm syndrome here in the United States.
Well, I think that young people, you know, are starting, you know, at some point, you know, at some point they starve you so hard as the prisoner that you get angry.
Right.
So I think young people are probably coming around to it. The second, you know, the most popular person on college campuses during the 2012 election was not Barack Obama. It was a 72-year-old.
Ron Paul.
72-year-old gray-haired guy named Ron Paul.
Right.
Ron Paul got big. That's right. He got bigger audiences than Barack Obama did, and the Republican Party refused to seat his delegates.
Well, you
and
know,
I believe that cost Romney the election.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that that process, they deliberately did it by keeping the delegates off the floor, by keeping them on buses and circulating them around the convention center in 2012.
Well, that's the kind of foolishness that a Hillary Clinton would like you to do in this coming election. I personally believe that the chances now of Hillary Clinton getting indicted or, you know, about to be indicted and going out on a medical are enormous before the nomination.
Right.
The Democrat Party faces a catastrophic event that's probably as big as the 1848 destruction of the Whig Party.
Hang on, we've got a break coming up. We're going to cover this when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street, and boy, what an hour this has been. And we got another long segment and a short segment. We want to get the most out of this because we're relating and pulling all the, connecting the dots, as we always say here on the radio show, and Chris has brought this up as a great analogy, connecting the dot from the Brexit. Now we're getting into our own election here and some momentum changers and things that are happening, and one of them is Bernie Sanders. And a lot of a lot of kids have supported Bernie Sanders, and there's a great deal of discomfort towards the Democratic Party from these millennials, as they're called, because of Bernie Sanders. So the situation with Bernie Sanders is a little bit out of control right now, isn't it, for the Democratic Party?
Well, I think it's actually in control for Bernie Sanders in a galaxy far, far away for the Democrat Party. This is kind of like Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. that has this belief that Ashley will come back to her and that, everything will be the way it once was. No, I'm sorry. This is true civil war. And Hillary and Barack Obama, your side is losing.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this. Bernie's still hanging on. He's still hanging around. Does he like the security detail? That's why he doesn't call off the his own campaign or what?
Once again, Paul, the Democrats are about real money. People believe the Republicans are about big business. That's just something they get involved with. Republicans traditionally are about Wall Street, are not about Wall Street, but about Main Street. Democrats are Wall Street. Goldman Sachs never gives money to the Republicans. They're always, the Democrats' biggest donor, both Obama and Hillary. They were clearly the largest donor to Hillary, except for the University of California. Which they pay a lot of those professors, to be consultants.
Sure.
But you're in a situation now where, the really big money has got to be panicking that Hillary is the wrong person to represent their interests. The idea that the captain goes down with the ship doesn't mean that the money goes down with
the ship. Yeah, exactly. And one of the things, too, I find it interesting that you say that. I think this Brexit... win, I think, really reflects poorly on her in a big, big way, that when the people at the top are looking at this going, this isn't looking good. And of course, then you had Donald Trump, who so conveniently showed up in Scotland at his golf course yesterday. I thought that was brilliant, actually. I thought that was a brilliant move.
Absolutely. I mean, I he got a lot of, people complained at him for going off to
right.
handle his personal business. But he was brilliant in that he is the whole, scenic, the family flying in by the helicopter, walking across. I think it's Turnberry is our golf course.
Right, right.
Coming up to the microphone with a, Make America Great. The BBC, all five of the BBC channels and every channel in the UK broadcast that speech. Directly, they broke into whatever their story was going on. And all of the channels broadcast the full, you know, speech and the questions he took answers for. And that's just very unusual in the UK. They don't shut down TV so that David Cameron can speak. That's just not the way it's done.
Well, you know, the thing is that I believe by him being there, he gave great comfort to the British people that we will stand with Great Britain if he's president.
Well, that's right, especially because Hillary owned this. You know, she was saying it was a horrible thing. It was going to destroy the world. You know, she's on the side of Soros. And remember, this happened just as Guccifer II had released all of her donors and all of the donors for the Clinton Foundation. And it's clear that it's, you know, you put the quarter in the slot and you hear the music. Or should I say you put the $5 million in the slot and you hear the music for the Clintons?
Well, can I get you to stay in another segment of the next hour to talk about the Clinton email business? Can we do that?
Paul, it's always fun to be on this show because you're willing to look ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this is a temptation I can't resist here. But I wanted to get back to Donald Trump. I think that this is all – I mean, look how far-sighted this guy is. Have you ever seen a presumptive presidential candidate – go outside the box, and of course, who's had the capability to jump in his own 757 to fly over to Scotland and do this, but to pull this off. I mean, this is just incredible to see. When I saw him go in there, I said, how brilliant can this be because of what it's all going to mean? And then they won the election. Of course, he's landing at the time when he's getting the results. I just think this is something that's sending a huge message, I think, to not only Great Britain, but our other allies out there.
Remember that Barack Obama gave one of his speeches early on in his campaign in Germany to make himself look presidential?
Yes.
So the timing of this for Trump is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, what you say, which is interesting because all five channels of the BBC broadcast that entire speech.
It never happens in the UK. They could care less.
Right.
That's government media, too.
Right. That's a government media system, which tells me that they're clamoring, well, for something different, even in the government media. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. We'll come back. We're going to close out this hour, Chris Street, and we're going to come back with another, get in the information about what's going on with the Hillary Clinton emails. And, you know, it's coming up to convention time. People are asking a lot of questions about those emails, and will the FBI indict? Well, excuse me, file charges. Will Loretta Lynch, given what happened in Orlando, indict? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Holocaust Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. We've been talking about the Brexit move by Great Britain to, well, take themselves out of the European Union, which I think is a big smash in the face of the totalitarians. That's why we are so elated here on Agenda 21 Radio, because that's what we've been about ever since we started Agenda 21 Radio back in the day. And, Chris, your final thoughts on the Brexit here. We got about a minute.
Paul, the Brexit, once again, is pregame to something much more important. It's really the collapse of the nanny state in Europe, and I think they'll move back to the European Economic Association, which is what we like to do together, we do, and what we don't like to do together, we don't.
Well, and one of the quick things here, and I'll give you about 15 seconds, so what about all these new economies are going to develop independently with their own sovereign states?
I think that we'll just, we'll have free trade here. It'll be, except that we won't have the things that don't work, like unlimited illegal immigration.
Right.
So this is going to be good for business, and I think it's going to be very pro America and pro UK.
Awesome. Anyway, hang with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Chris Street in the next hour. We're going to have him talk about the email scandal that's going on with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Visit our website. You can get the stories and everything that Chris has written on agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. That's our new URL, so go there. If you want to email me, paul@agenda21radio.com is my email address. And remember, as we say at this time in the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.